Today is the 25th of May, 2017. And if you have been watching the international news events unfolding with the President Trump visiting Israel and Rome, it should be quite eye-opening to you if you have the Spirit of God residing in you. The only terminology that I can think that fitly applies to these visits are modern-day Pharisees. Modern-day Pharisees. There's no spiritual content associated with these visits to Israel and Rome. The only motive by any of the parties getting together, including Netanyahu, including the President of Israel, including Pope, the latest Pope Francis, the Jesuit Pope, including Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, and Donald Trump, is for one thing and one thing alone: the lust for earthly power. We see all of the pomp and circumstance with the visit to Israel. We see the proudful, haughty arrogance of both the President of Israel and the Prime Minister Netanyahu. And on to the Vatican he went, Donald Trump, in all of his pomp and glory. And we see how that he treaded through the halls of Vatican with all of their grandeur and wealth and idolatry and immorality and Luciferian worship and child sacrifices and the bloody mass, and how that all the Trump family literally bowed the knee to Baal. And we know that Roman Catholicism and Israel are in lockstep with each other, for they're serving the same king. They're serving Lucifer. They're serving the one who is the great deceiver of the nations. They're serving the one who said, "I will arise and be as God." You can see that same scenario playing its way out in the lives of Netanyahu and Pope Francis, as well as Donald Trump. Well, for the Christian, this should give us great hope, because we can see the contrast between our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Pope, and Netanyahu, and Trump. What a contrast. We see Donald Trump in his fancy limousines. We see the Pope in his Pope-mobile. And we see Netanyahu with his entourage of diplomats surrounding him in all of his pomp and circumstance. And we see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, born in a manger. There was no room for him in the inn. Wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. We see our Savior treading the dusty trails in his sandals. We see our Savior going into Jerusalem on a donkey, on the foal of an ass. We see our Savior and it said of him, there was no place for him to lay his head. He had no Air Force One jet. He had no helicopters. He had no Trump condominiums or Trump golf courses. He had no Vatican palaces. He had no State of Israel. But he created it all, didn't he? And by him, all of that consists. We will see shortly the fall of Babylon with all of its pomp and circumstances, and we will see that they will run to the mountains and cry for the rocks and the mountains to hide them from the Holy One of Israel, Jesus Christ. Not the Zionist Israel, not the fake Israel, but the true One of Israel, the one who came to seek and save that which was lost. And we will see these people that are so proudful be brought to their knees in subjection to the Holy One. You know, there's often that cry that comes from God's elect, found in the sixth chapter of Revelation, the 10th verse, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Well, he is going to avenge his elect's blood. He is going to avenge them. And when he does, these people who have lived scrumptuously on the earth and have had anything that their heart desired will be cast down and will be brought to their knees. It says, and they worshiped the dragon. I'm reading in the 13th chapter, Revelation, verse 4. They worshiped the dragon. That's what they worship. That's what the Jews worship. They worship the serpent, the dragon. They worship the dragon and gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And when there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. We see that power being given to the dragon with this visit of Trump to Israel and Rome. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Well, it's coming, folks. It's coming. But then we see that something even greater is coming. We see that that Christ is going to come and be avenge his own elect, crying to him day and night. And we see that Babylon is going to fall. Babylon is going to fall. Chapter 17 of Revelation, there came one of the seven angels which had the vials and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. These are the people that we're talking about, these fornicating kings. Netanyahu, Donald Trump, and Pope Francis have committed fornication. The inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-covered beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornications. That would be the modern-day Pharisee, the state of Israel, the Zionist. That would be the Vatican, Rome. That would be Washington, D.C., Donald Trump. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the Great, the Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs and Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Well, you know, a lot of people are wondering with great admiration at these beastly characters, are they not? For all nations have drunk the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Chapter 18, verse 2, And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Verse 4, And I heard another voice from heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Remember her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works in the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much, listen to this, how much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow give her, for she hath saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death, mourning, and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong it is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who committed fornication live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and pearl and silk and scarlet and all fine wood, in all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble. This is describing the Vatican to the T. It's also describing the state of Israel to a T, too. And cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beast, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and the souls of men. And the fruit that thy soul lusted after departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in one hour so great riches has come to naught. and every shipmaster, and all the company and ships and sailors, as many as trade by sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea, a reason of her costliness, wherein 1 hour she's made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. Babylon is going to fall, folks. Babylon, what we've been seeing in our international news, with all the pomp, with all the materialism, with all the pride and lust for power, it's going to fall. Christ is going to bring it down. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming back as a conquering king. The first time he came as a suffering servant. But he's not going to come back on a foal of an ass. He's going to come back as a ruling, conquering king. And I'm looking forward to that day when he brings down Babylon, the modern day Pharisees, and his name is Jesus Christ. And it's a good thing to realize that this is just a temporary thing we're seeing. And he says in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, verse 12 and 13, And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And so we want to remember that Jesus Christ is seated on his throne, and he has promised us that he will bring Babylon to its knees. May God be with you this day, is my prayer. God bless.